Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This time we aim the spotlight on Etta James, who hit the number one position on the Billboard R&B charts this week in 1955.
Hey, baby! What do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Roll with me, Henry.
Won't change my mind.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
You better roll it while the rolling is on. Roll on.
It was an answer record to an earlier song by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, which had also been a massive number one hit the previous year. At the time, both records were generally considered too suggestive to be played over the airwaves. However, the record-buying public would not be denied, and Work With Me Annie reportedly sold over 1 million copies. Between Hank Ballard and Etta James, a whole cottage industry sprang up involving answer records like Dance With Me Henry, Annie Had a Baby, Henry's Got Flat Feet, and finally, Annie's Aunt Fanny. There was even an Abbott and Costello film called Dance With Me Henry.
Well, I ain't teasing.
Talk to me, baby.
You better stop your freezing.
All right, mama.
If you want a romancing.
Okay, sure.
You better learn some dancing. Roll.
Etta James would go on to a distinguished career that spanned the course of 6 decades. In 2008, she received a Grammy Hall of Fame Award for The Wallflower. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments in blues history, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Every Tuesday night at midnight, here on KXCI, Tucson.